T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Friend of the program, one of our favorites, Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Yeah, so the Pelicans are on their way to the campus, right?
They're actually there now. They landed a little while ago. We're seeing some social media stuff come out of them in their rooms. J.J. Redick brought some books with him. Josh Hart brought a computer so he can play video games and live stream during this time. So I think you're going to be seeing these guys' personalities kind of shine over the next 2 days while they're stuck in their hotel rooms quarantined before their first practice on Friday.
Now, Jake, what is your take, because it's been out there the different NBA coaches and their age, and Coach Gentry kind of falls in that category. And my understanding that he's there, he's willing to coach the team. And you look at Popovich and all that. Is there any coaches maybe that would have a precondition to not allow them to coach, or have you heard any of that, or what?
You know, I think the biggest names, obviously, were going to be Gentry, Popovich, and then Mike D'Antoni with the Houston Rockets. All three of those guys are over 65. And the NBA, I think, is looking at this maybe from even like a liability perspective of, if they allow those guys into the bubble, they get sick, something happens to them, can the NBA be sued, essentially, if that happens? I think that's kind of why the NBA was reviewing everything for all of these guys. We've heard that Gentry will be going. He said he wanted to go. And, you know, frankly, I think it's really up to them if the NBA clears them on this sort of thing. So Gentry will be there. Associate head coach Jeff Bisdelicate came out 2 days ago, I think now, that he will not be going with the team to Orlando. He's 67 or 69, I forget exactly his age, but up there as well. And it sounds like he just doesn't feel comfortable going into this bubble. I don't know if this was a medical decision by the NBA saying you are not allowed to go, but it sounds like he may have withdrawn himself. He'll still be involved with the team, reviewing film, working out of the facility over at Airline, just not on the bench, not there in practices with the team. So I think you're seeing a number of these coaches weigh a number of different factors with everything. Gentry said, hey, I want to go, and he's going to be there leading the charge, whereas a guy like Bisdelic saw risk and didn't want to take that risk. And I think whatever these people make, whatever decision it is, it's okay, and they're making the right one for them.
Now, Jake, what is your take looking at Zion? Boy, he seems like he's in shape. He looks yoked compared to coming back from the injury, when he had a setback to start his NBA career. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but from a physical standpoint, boy, he sure looks like a stud and doesn't look like your normal 20-year-old, considering from a physical aspect.
No, he looks good. There's no other way to put it. That picture of him with the mask on in the gym, he looks like a superhero. You know, if you had told just a random person on the street who doesn't know anything about sports that's what, an outside rusher for the Saints, I think every single person would believe that right now. That's how, you know, how jacked he looks. Like, you know, there's no other way to really say it. This is a guy whose, you know, physical tools are all there, and he just needed the conditioning, maybe to drop a little bit of weight, though I don't think he was overweight this season. But you can see he looks a little bit leaner, and the Pelicans have worked with him on these sorts of things throughout, you know, the past year now that he's been involved with the organization. They wanted to kind of work on the way he runs so he doesn't kind of lumber down the court and runs a little bit more refined. They wanted to work on flexibility and pliability and a lot of these, you know, fast twitch muscles, different things like that, that they think will not only help him be an NBA player today, but help him, have a long career. Injury concern after what happened at Duke, what happened to him to start this season, is a bit of a concern. You know, he's only played 19 games in the NBA so far. when it should hopefully have been in the mid-60s is what that number would have been. But it looks like he's worked on all of that. And if he has kind of used this break that the team has had, which is longer than an offseason for a number of players, and kind of turned it into an additional offseason, now he's going to go play a couple more games, hopefully get this team into the playoffs, and then get an additional offseason, even if it's a little bit shorter, he's kind of already got a jump start on next season whenever that gets rolling. So to see this guy have spent every single day, he said, playing some basketball, working out, training, and not kind of just relaxing. You know, during all this, he was 19 years old. It's easy just to sit back and play video games, I think, during a time like this. And that's not the approach he took. He treated this very much like a professional NBA player. That maturity, that growth is what you want to see from him. And now it's also paying off in how he looks and likely how he's going to play once the games get going.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. And Jake, I'm on record as saying that with the team control and the way this team was playing down the stretch before the shutdown, that I'm as optimistic about the future of this team as I've ever been, even with AD on this team. And I just think that if you're going to tell me, hey, do you really believe that the Pelicans have a shot within the next 6 to 7 years to win an NBA championship, I'm more likely to say yes than I would have ever said for previous teams. Am I wrong there?
No, I don't think you are at all. And, you know, it kind of goes back to the way they're, at least right now, building the team. With Anthony Davis and general manager Dell Demps, you know, they traded away first-round pick after first-round pick after those young vets, a guy like Tyreke Evans and some of the other guys that they brought in. And none of those really worked out. Those were never, you know, top-of-the-line players. They're good NBA players, but probably not enough that even with healthy would have given you an you know, a NBA title. Maybe it would have worked out with Anthony Davis without DeMarcus Cousins without the injury. But if you look at the team construction during that, you need guys on rookie deals. They're cheap. They're basically underpaid for the first 4 years of their career, allowing you to add significant pieces around them. And by trading away first round pick after first round pick, the only two first round picks that played for the Pelicans during that stretch were after they had Anthony Davis, were Austin Rivers for about two seasons or so, and then half a season of Buddy Hield. You know, if you're trading away those young, cheap guys for overpaid veterans, it's going to eventually kind of blow up in your face. And that's what happened. Here it's the exact opposite. They drafted Zion number one overall, but they also got two other guys in the first round, two guys that show a lot of promise in Jackson Hayes and Nikhil Alexander-Walker. That alone is going to make you feel good about the future. But then you also get the return, the haul for Anthony Davis that they got, which has other young guys in it. Brandon Ingram, who was an all-star this year, could win most improved player. He's in line for his second contract, so he's going to get big money. But then you've got a guy like Lonzo Ball, who's under team control essentially for another year on a very cheap deal, so you can afford to pay a guy like Brandon Ingram. Big contracts won't come for Zion, Nikhil, or Jackson Hayes for four more years. So you're kind of in position where you can add pieces onto these young guys who should be rapidly improving, and we expect even bigger things from Zion once the NBA gets restarted here in a couple of weeks than what he gave us in those 19 games. And he was really good in those 19 games. So the fact that you can add more on top of all of this youth, I think should make you more optimistic about their title chances than at any point when Anthony Davis was here.
Now, Jake, you mentioned Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. What do you think we're going to get from Drew Holiday? I mean, you look at, is he going to come or not come, considering my understanding what his wife's pregnant and, you know, the health issues that she was dealing with. It seems like he's all in. Well, what is your take on him? And out of that group, kind of a two-part question, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, and then you look at Lonzo Ball. Who you think will truly take advantage of this opportunity along Zion to really catch the nation's attention?
Yeah, you know, I'll take on the Drew Holiday one first. He is most definitely all in. At his media availability a couple of days ago, I don't think, ever wavered on not attending the NBA's restart for a couple of reasons. I think he really wants to be there with his teammates. He really buys into this team, what they're doing, and thinks that they can go out and win and get into the playoffs. He also sees this as a great opportunity to push for reforms on social justice, when that matters to all of these players that are going there. And I think he wants to make a statement off the court during this time as well. So he seems very passionate about kind of going into battle with these guys on multiple fronts, I think. And that's why you'll see him there, very committed to this. And I think we're all kind of expecting big things from him because this year he wasn't his usual self. The offense was more inconsistent than we'd seen it. At times, the defense wasn't up to his usual all-defense standard that we saw the past two seasons. So this is kind of an opportunity for him to end the season on a high note. In terms of guys that are really going to step up, I think it's got to be Brandon Ingram. This is a guy who can take center stage here. These teams haven't played for 4 months. They'll go through some practices, some training camp before we get into real NBA basketball, but they're going to be rusty. It's going to be pretty bad basketball to start. You're going to need a go-to scorer in those games where you just can't get a shot to fall whatsoever. Brandon Ingram can score from anywhere on the court, from beyond the arc, mid-range, or at the rim, even at the foul line. That's a guy that you're going to need to have step up and just kind of be that alpha guy that leads you to a victory when you're in a bit of a slog of a game. I think he's shown he can do it. I look at some of the games against the Jazz this year where he had his 49-point game to lead him into overtime and ultimately getting a win over a very good Jazz team. I think that's the guy that can really stand up and kind of be put on, you know, a pedestal here in Orlando and make the rest of the league take note.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast here on Sports Talk. And Jake, bear with me on this question. It might be a little clumsy, but in 2 to 3 years, do you think Zion's going to be that powerful in terms of a force that other free agents are going to want to come play with?
I think so. And I think it goes beyond Zion, and it's going to speak to something you'll likely see here in the NBA bubble too. I think it speaks to the organization and the culture that's being built under David Griffin. It's night and day compared to what was going on under general manager Dell Demps. You know, I can tell you the day Dell Demps was fired, we walked into the arena for a game and everyone kind of felt like a burden had been lifted off their shoulders, like a dark cloud was not hanging over the franchise anymore. And that kind of attitude has just grown even more so under David Griffin, who takes a very collaborative effort with the front office, with the coaching staff, and has brought in a number of big names, key people that kind of make this really feel like a family to all of the players there. Look at how much fun these players are having together. They're all hanging out. They're all enjoying each other's company. There's a great bit of team chemistry there, which you're going to need in Orlando. When there's no fans out there, you can't kind of rally behind the crowd cheering you on. It's going to come from the bench. So all of these guys really liking each other, I think, can help the Pelicans in games a little bit more when they need to kind of find some energy to feed off of. So when you throw Zion into the mix of being the next big thing in the NBA, a guy most people will want to play with, you know, he'll be on those Olympic teams recruiting guys to come play with him in New Orleans. And if he can show them how much fun they're having here because of the atmosphere that they've built, because of the culture that the organization has built, I think that is a big selling point. You know, yes, you can have a great player, but if that's not a team you want to go to, if you're another guy, you're not going to go there. That's why they never really got a big name free agent and struggled to attract talent to put around Anthony Davis, no matter how good he was. Here, I think it's going to be a little bit different, and I think players around the league are going to look at this franchise and be like, that is the type of organization that I want to play for.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Great stuff as always, man. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.